Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Obviously different, and so recent, right? But, he's going to do everything possible to kick our ass, and we're going to do everything possible to do the same. So that's the business of it. Like, so the only thing is that he's so recent that he's going to feel awkward, but I think both teams have a job to do, and it's play the game and try to win it.
Rafael Devers actually going to do everything possible to kick the Red Sox ass. According to Alex Cora a couple of days ago, he faces the Red Sox tonight in San Francisco. You can catch it here on WEEI. He's probably going to grab a glove in this series, Keith. Like, that's legitimately doing everything he can to twist the knife.
That is pretty exciting. Yeah, because we were asking earlier, I think it was the Greg Hill Show's poll question today. It was like, should they throw at Devers? And we're like, I don't even think they care enough to throw at Devers.
Right.
But somebody pointed out the text lines, like, if he's playing first base tonight, that might speed that up a little bit.
There's more merit
like,
to do it.
Come on, dude. Right. Really? But
I told them I was going to do it in 2026.
He'll do whatever. He's a real team first player. He always has been.
What's more likely, Keith? Yes. And I know you already handed out the Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week.
Yep.
What's more likely, Devers' home run this weekend or Devers' error, assuming he plays first?
So I'm going to say I don't think he plays first, or he does one game.
Okay.
So he's going to hit for three, so I think he's better chance of hitting a home run. He's going to be very motivated there.
More volume, more opportunity.
Yeah, I think he's
going to
have more chances.
Probably fair.
Yeah.
We're reading here from, I like the title on this, Absolutely Botched, How the Red Sox-Devers Breakup Got So Messy by Jeff Passan. Yeah. He gave you a ton of details on, well, how the Red Sox told him there was nothing to worry about with Alex Bregman, and even initially they were like, you're at third, Bregman's at second. Then they adjusted that, asked him to move to DH. He finally did. That's after blowing off Alex Cora in the Dominican Republic and not answering his phone calls to meet and sit down with him, which is the second time we've heard that. Then when Cassis got hurt, they reapproached him, and he was quote-unquote galled.
Yeah.
He met with John Henry in Kansas City, not just the initial meeting, but had breakfast with him again the next day. That's how much Henry tried to break through. And Devers said, no, not this year. I'll do it in 2026.
So the people that are pro Devers, and you're reading some of it on the text line or on Twitter or whatever, they're like, well, they signed a guy that plays his position. So you didn't want Bregman then?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't have taken Alex Bregman? And also, it's one thing for that to be your position. It's another thing when you are the actual worst at it. Like, whoever the worst second baseman in the majors is, I don't even know who it is, over the last 7 years, whoever the worst defensive second baseman is, if that team signed a better second baseman, what, he should just keep that job and never move off of it?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
So, like, that part's crazy. Also, if it was, football and they could mess around with his money, that's another thing. That's another different variable that isn't in baseball. He's getting paid the exact same amount. So they're just trying to make their team better. So I also feel like, all right, you can be pissed in the moment, but then do you still support every decision Devers made after the fact? You feel like he was right to be like, I'll never play the field again, and like, I'm only going to I didn't even want a DH, but now I'm just a DH, and I'm not going to do that. If you support that, then so be it. I don't really know what to tell you, but I feel like he was a...
Well, I'd tell you you're crazy is what I would tell you, but if you support it,
I feel like it's all been mapped out, and there's just more and more details coming out that I agree. It doesn't make Breslow and Cora look like a well-run operation at all. But it doesn't make Devers look like a good teammate in any sense. And he's fine that they traded him.
He's a lousy teammate.
Yeah.
Lousy teammate. I don't know how he is as a guy off the field. I said before, I'd rather hang out with him than Breslow.
Yeah.
But as a teammate, lousy teammate. Let's keep working our way through this passing piece. Early in Breslow's tenure as chief baseball officer, he hired a consulting firm called Sportsology Group.
Nice.
Sounds like a fake website.
It does sound
fake. Sounds like a fake company. Sportsology?
Maybe he got catfished. Maybe it's not really a company. He's like, this sounded good.
It's just all bots. It's just a bots company.
A bot farm.
A consulting firm called Sportsology Group to assess Boston's baseball operations department. This was the the internal review that went down a few years ago that was well publicized. I didn't recognize the name, but maybe that's been reported before. The wide-ranging evaluation was something out of Office Space.
Nice.
An attempt to cut the fat.
Yeah, bring the bobs in.
Accumulated while Boston cycled through heads of baseball ops. Ben Cherington took over from Theo in 2011. He won a World Series in 2013. 2 years later, the Red Sox hired Dombrowski over him. 10 months after that, Dombrowski won a World Series. He was fired and replaced by Bloom, who lasted 4 years.
Did not win a World Series.
Also, did he last a full 4 years? Well, I guess he came in. When did he start? Did he start in season in replacement of Dombrowski, or did he wait the next year? Because
did he do the 2020 COVID year?
I can't remember.
He might have gotten
so he got four full years. I didn't even think it was that long. An objective assessment would note that perhaps the problems originated with organizational instability. I'm happy Passan makes this point. This has been my point all along. People are like, fire Breslow. I'm like, these problems go so far beyond Breslow, it's not funny. The Red Sox had grown bloated, in part at least because they so often made changes. Regardless of how it came to be, the recommendations included the elimination of jobs across multiple departments. Around 50 people were fired last year, sources said. So there's a lot of sour grapes. There's a lot of people ready to kick and scream at Breslow, and I think you're getting an idea of where some of these hit pieces at Breslow are coming from. Everybody identifies the hit pieces towards Devers, like Carrabba's today.
Mm-hmm.
This is some shots at Devers and the organization trying to set the record straight. There's a lot of it going at Breslow, and if they fired 50 people, I'd start with some of those names as sources, for instance, with Jun Lee. The professional scouting department was gutted. Some of the positions wound up being filled, but it was clear to those who stayed and went, this was Breslow's team, and now he would remake it in his image.
Scary.
Okay, well,
just robots in every position.
I mean, on some level, I get that. That is scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But on another, it's like, if you're picking the guy to run baseball ops, let him do it.
Yeah, right.
Why should he have a bunch of Bloom's guys mixed with Dombrowski's guys?
No, it doesn't make sense.
Like, bring in your guy. Like, I actually think that's the right approach.
But can he hire his manager?
No, he's not allowed to do that.
He can't do that.
Don't get crazy. Sorry, he can't hire his own manager.
All right, fair enough.
Since the cuts, Breslow's circle of trust has been small. We've heard this elsewhere. And his reliance on the team's analytical model is heavy, according to sources, leaving some longtime employees embittered. Well, right.
The
guy Moshi, who called him a stiff and who had been here since, 97 and been in baseball since,
2012, I think, right?
No, 2017, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And been in the big since the early 1980s? Like, yeah, I imagine he probably doesn't like the analytical models, according to sources, leaving some longtime employees embittered. Breslow loyalists feared consequences of that, with one saying there are definitely turncoats internally plotting against Brez.
Awesome. So everybody's working in the same direction.
Yeah.
So basically the clubhouse, the front office, all the same.
I mean, Cora's leading that charge.
Yeah, probably.
There's one main turncoat, I would say.
Well,
but there's a lot of people. They fired 50 people last year, according to Passan. So, yeah, there's a lot of places. There were a lot of people with dirt and an agenda against Breslow. They might be right, but they have an obvious agenda against
him. Well, that's also why, the results over the next month or so on the field are going to be really important, because right now, believe it or not, they are a wild card team. So if they remain in playoff contention, maybe this is as ugly as it gets publicly, and you kind of, like, you have this Devers storm that everyone's dealing with. You play them this weekend, and then you kind of move on. If they kind of fall out of it, there's going to be way more finger pointing going on.
Oh,
I think it could get real ugly this summer if the team is, like, 5-6 games out of the wild card.
They actually picked up ground. I didn't realize that. They actually picked up ground in the wild card last night by not playing.
Awesome.
Good for them.
Yep.
The Devers trade only heightened the Palace intrigue. Front office officials from other teams mostly lauded the deal for Boston, which is this echo. And Passan is a co-worker of Buster Olney.
Yeah, I still think this is strange.
This echoes what Olney said. Front office officials mostly lauded the deal for Boston, looking at San Francisco's willingness to take on the $254 million over the next 8-plus seasons as a win for the Red Sox. Again, they laud it because of the contract, not the return.
Right.
But models exist to strip the emotion out of decision-making and use decades of history and dozens of other inputs about a player's skills gleaned from the cameras that track their every move to objectively analyze. There's no accounting for a fan base's adoration of a player. Quote, Boston absolutely botched this entire Devers situation, one rival official said. And somehow it all resulted in them getting to dump what was both an underwater contract and a distraction while also getting a bunch of value back in return. It was like, oops, we overpaid for a decade of our bat-only star, pissed him off publicly, and then continued to bungle every subsequent opportunity to get things right. Why don't you give us a controllable mid-rotation starter and your first-round pick from last year and help us get out of it? At the same time, a rival general manager said, these are the Boston effing Red Sox. You don't trade your stars. So one says they bungled it, but they wound up failing upwards because they dumped the contract. Another one says, keep your stars. You're the Red Sox.
Well, trading your stars, so it's, to me, a little bit different. Like, Mookie Betts is a true star. He's a superstar in every sense of the word. Correct. Rafael Devers doesn't want to talk to the media, doesn't want to talk to anybody post-game. He's a bad teammate, won't change positions. So, like, is he really a star? Mookie Betts is MVP of the league. Devers is not. He's a far cry from that. So I think that's a little bit different, but I get their overall point. This, like, the big win, according to other rival execs, is you got out of a bad contract. As a fan of the Red Sox, who I already think they should be spending more money on their team, I can't look at it as a win because you got rid of the contract. I'm more happy you got rid of the bad teammate, you had a little bit more flexibility and all that, but I'm saying you needed to add more to the group. Like, you just, you basically, in the week it's been, you just cut Devers. For all, like, for us that don't, we shouldn't really care about how much money is being spent other than there should be more of it spent. You cut him, you added an injured guy and a bunch of minor leaguers. So you're like, you didn't add to the team yet.
And I don't like referring to my guy Kyle Harrison as a mid-rotation controllable starter.
So
I don't like that.
Yeah, so he's Hunter Dobbins.
Right.
Like, you got a Hunter Dobbins and then whatever the hell Jordan Hicks is and then like two projects.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, even though it would be a separate move, to make this move, you know, easier for the fan base to wrap their heads around.
They got
to
make trades.
Yeah. In the next month, bring in some guys.
From the farm system. You just replenish the system. You got a couple of prospects that you like from the Giants. Harrison's not a prospect anymore.
They need more major leaguers now.
But Harrison, a couple of years ago, was a bigger prospect than Anthony. You know? And so, just to give you some context on it, they replenish their youth. So trade from that pool of prospects, trade some you don't like, and go get some big league help, right-handed bat, or in the rotation. I'll try to speed through the rest of this because we have Week in Review coming up. Breslow's investment in his process is wholesale. He believes regardless of the opinion of outsiders or adversaries within, he's the right person with the right plan to turn the Red Sox into champions again. I will do it again.
Yeah.
He knows that the return for a player with more than $250 million owed will not add up to the quality of player independent of his contract, that the savings are regarded as an asset every bit as important as Harrison or Tibbs. That's to Henry, not to the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
With Boston's fans frothing to consume any nugget that reinforces their belief in Breslow's incompetence, I do feel like people are doing that.
Yeah.
To my guy, Brez.
Yeah.
The discussion around the Devers deal has devolved into falsehoods taking root. There are small ones like Devers being mad at Campbell for volunteering to play first base. He wasn't, multiple sources said. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So Junely,
that would be insane if he was.
So Junely got that wrong.
So maybe that's wrong.
According to Jeff Passan.
All right.
Multiple sources said he wasn't upset about that. And bigger ones, like the report claiming that a person who interviewed with the Red Sox for a baseball operations job went through five rounds of AI-only questions. That's another incorrect Junely falsehood.
Oh, boy.
According to Jeff Passan. The team was concerned enough to release a statement Wednesday night, shooting down the report. Three sources familiar with it, blah, 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 blah. They use the company HireVue, which uses AI to ask questions and record a video. Other organizations around baseball use the same software, according to Passan. Even so, the acknowledgement that it could be true speaks to the state of the Red Sox the day after the trade when Breslow and Kennedy held media availability. They acknowledged their flaws in the process, particularly Breslow needing to better communicate with his players.
So Junely, the things that jumped out in that story, there was probably three, and two of them are wrong.
According to Passan. I mean, Junely says they're true. Passan says they're not.
He was the first that we read about.
I would tend to give Passan the benefit of the doubt. He's the big-time insider.
But like the scout that got fired for leaving his Zoom on, we first heard about it with Junely. Buster only wrote about it. Passan had
the same detail. Good point.
So that one seems to be confirmed.
On that one as being true. Yeah.
So the Devers being mad about Campbell, because that jumped out as like a holy crap.
I mean, that makes him a really bad, not right. just not
no,
just
no,
a,
that's like next level.
Not just a selfish teammate, but now yeah, you're yeah. actually lashing out yeah. at players for trying to help the team.
Yeah. So maybe that's not true. And
but,
then
but
yeah.
maybe the five rounds aren't true. So it's not just the Devers side, it's the Breslow side in that June Lee story. So who knows?
I don't know. But like even the we talked about the AI thing a lot this week, and it was just kind of funny, but it's also all right. What about Devers? Like, right? We're talking more about this guy first. This sort of seems like a. I know it's all encompassing because everyone's talking about like the whole setup.
Well, and it's all about their communication.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah
Devers
yeah, yeah.
had a problem with their communication.
But we already knew the communication was bad. Whether right. or not interviewing for a random job over there, you have to talk to a robot. Like, we already knew they didn't speak to each other very well.
No, that's true. So interesting stuff from Jeff Passan. I wouldn't say there's a ton of like earth shattering information in there, but there's a bunch of interesting nuggets.
Yep.
Including that one that, again, multiple sources say Devers wasn't pissed at Campbell, which I guess I would hope not. I'd still trade Devers either way, but that'd really be knifing a teammate in the back, beyond just being selfish, really knifing a teammate in the back, which is what some believe the Red Sox are now doing to Devers. Certainly, members or ex-members of the organization are doing to Breslow. As Jeff Passan put it, there is some real palace intrigue going on. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. We'll get to the Week in Review next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wow, what a weekend it's been here, Jones, as we look to recap it here. Let's start out on Monday. Let's go in order of the week.
Okay.
These were some early brags. We do have a brag of the week, so stay tuned for that. These were some early...
Oh, these are like...
Early submissions.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, that's right. From yeah. callers earlier in the week.
I pulled an all-nighter, guys.
Sick brag, bro.
Comes from someone who coaches and has been around baseball a while.
Sick brag, bro.
I watch the Red Sox every night. I listen every night.
Sick brag, bro.
Talked about this with Bradford last night.
Sick brag, bro.
This is actually Brennan, but you're all good.
Sick brag, bro.
So, yeah, I don't have, like, a source or anything.
Sick brag, bro.
Now, I go back a lot of years. I'm probably one of your older callers.
No. Sick brag, bro.
I'm watching them last night.
Sick brag, bro.
A lot of good choices there.
What, generically, what's your favorite type of brag? Like, specifically, my favorite one in there was, I talked to Bradford about this last night.
That's the good one. I like when people say how old they are, because, like, nobody asks.
Yeah. And I watch the Red Sox every night. That's
yeah,
a good one.
Like, I watch the games. Like,
anybody
right.
bragging about their coaching playing days, I also enjoy that. That's a good generic
that
brag.
That one ran the gamut there. There was a lot of good ones to choose from.
Oh, yeah. We had all types.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah.
My favorite thing callers actually do, and I guess it's kind of a brag, is when you're like, hey, let's go to Stephen Boston. And then they get on the phone and go, hey, this is Stephen Boston.
This is Stephen Boston.
Love that. I love that. That's one of my favorite things. I don't think they plan to do it. I think they're like, oh, wow, I've been waiting, and now it's my turn. And then they just repeat what you said, which is their own name.
I think you're going to hear that from one of another Week in Review moments coming up. Right. I think so, yeah.
All right, very good. All right, we have, of course, a lot of Zoom conversation this week with – Breslow maybe firing somebody via the Zoom. There was also the Zoom that Breslow and Sam Kennedy did with Red Sox reporters. We were talking a lot of Zoom.
As the meeting wrapped, his voice cut through a quiet moment. Thanks, Brez, you effing stiff, Moshi said. That's according to two team sources, June Lee reports.
Zoom gets another one.
The words landed like a grenade.
Yeah.
And Breslow fired Moshi. Moshi did not respond to requests for comment.
Although not as bad as that one guy. Remember the writer that
was
pleasuring himself
on Zoom? If you want a Mount Rushmore of Zoom accidents.
That guy.
Jeff Toobin, is that who that
Toobin
was? He was Toobin away.
Jeff Toobin, like, we done here?
Great.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Let me get to work here.
Yeah.
No. So the Zoom just ended. What are you doing? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What are you doing?
That guy came back on the air, though. They brought him back, I think.
Tubes? He was back?
And it's like one of the most awkward interviews ever because the lady interviewing him is like, all right, we're not going to like hide from this. So she basically is like, last time we saw you, basically,
we saw all of you
going to town, treating your body like an amusement park. And he was like, what? So that's worse. That's worse. You can't really come back from that. Although this guy did lose his job for calling him a stiff.
We got to play that at some point. The lady, he goes like back on CNN, and she was just like,
Anytime we can talk about Jeffrey Clean Toobin is always a reason to do it, I would
just
say.
Like, it's almost like not worth going back on the air just for her to like retell the story. And yeah. You're just like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me. We got to talk about politics or no? Like, no.
Yeah,
we're going to shame you a little bit more.
We talking Trump or more of my antics?
He's like, it's natural. What I was doing was natural. They're like, okay, save it. We talked a lot about this week how the Red Sox, and I know there's been some sort of, add-ons to this story about the AI conducting the interviews. Now, whether it's five straight or not, they for sure do use AI.
Oh, we're going to read an item from Alex Speer coming up where it's confirmed. Yeah.
The Red Sox use robots for job interviews, but apparently, which I did not know this until this week, so does WEEI.
Mm.
Do you have previous radio experience?
Yeah, you'd be like, listen, I podcasting's a thing. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you want to work for WEEI.com.
What do you think about Ted Johnson?
What?
Okay, well, I mean, I like Ted.
He works here. Good guy.
Good teammate. Good football player.
Great football player.
Sure.
Yep.
That's a good answer.
Oh, so there's a little feedback, too. I like that.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
What?
Who programmed this thing?
I knew about the Super Bowls.
I definitely knew about the Super Bowls.
I couldn't have
the specific amount of tackles.
I did not have the number of tackles.
Okay.
Are you proficient in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel?
Sure.
Ted Johnson is.
Who is? Who? Fine.
Ted Johnson and I once split an entire steak and cheese sub with onions and peppers.
What the hell?
I'm obsessed.
It eats? There's no way it eats.
Well, maybe Ted ate most of it. An area
Ted
for that
ate
online.
It all.
Okay.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, what 3 movies would you bring? I'd bring 3 Games to Glory, 3 Games to Glory 2, and 3 Games to Glory 3.
What?
What happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Oh, that's very specific to me.
Now that's an important question.
I don't even remember.
If I'm looking to hire Keith, that's not a satisfactory answer. I don't remember?
I don't recall.
Tell us, Rich.
Oh, it's going twice now?
I'm sorry. What was it doing?
Glitch.
Is it okay if I try to take over the world?
No, I don't like that. How do you respond to that? Because then you're thinking, is this a test or is this the only thing that's going to hear me right now?
Don't talk over me.
Yeah, how would you answer that in an interview setting? I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, probably you could.
What are your benefits?
I would think you have a good chance.
You're taking over the world.
How long do I have to wait to get health insurance?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what's your bonus structure? Okay.
When can you start?
Oh, that's good.
Right away.
It seems like that's pretty positive.
Yeah, a little WEEAI.
I stand by my answer there. If you're taking over the world, I want to be on your
side. Yeah, you guys have some good points.
What kind of benefits?
Right.
What's the bonus structure?
How can I help?
Yeah.
How can I help?
Yeah, and what are you paying?
Yeah. Apparently, we were brought up on the Red Sox broadcast this week during Wednesday's game. It was Will Fleming,
you
Lou Maloney on the call.
I saw tweets about this.
Yeah, I've not heard it, though.
Okay, interesting.
All right, let's hear what they had to say about our show.
How many Red Sox will be in the All-Star game? What do you think?
2.
I do, too. The masses barely disagree with you. They say 1, 38%, 2 at 36, none at 19%. Those 19%, come on. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Well, I mean, Garrett Crochet's not going to be an All-Star? What?
Adam Jones voted. Just kidding, Jonesy.
Here's 2. Marcelo with 1 down in the ninth inning. He takes a strike. By the way, I do enjoy Jones and Keith. They make me laugh every morning. They got a really good chemistry. They make fun of me too much, but, you know, I live with that. 0-1. Pitch is a little bit low. I like to have fun. Come on. What's wrong with oink oink when Crochet strikes out 12 Yankees?
Oink oink!
Is that what your brother went on?
Yeah. with those guys?
Yeah.
He went on their show. 1-1. The pitch is down and in.
They're good. Known Rich for a long time. Love him. Those two back together again.
Well, and Rich show. Now is like the king of the City Connect jerseys. Yeah. Gets them all.
Wow. They sent him one.
You going to start your own campaign?
Jeez.
A lot of good stuff in there. That's good banter. Now, good booth. Great booth. Like those guys.
See, Lewis, I've known Rich for a long time. I love Rich.
Yep.
Will said he listens every morning. Like, I have some little nitpicks, but largely good stuff there.
I was just talking to you about a new potential brand new segment called Is It a Compliment?
Yes.
Where we play things that people say about us, and then we have to ask, is it a compliment? There's actually a lot in there. I was not prepared for that. There's a ton in there.
Is saying I listen to Jones and Keefe every morning, is that a compliment?
Yes. That is.
Yeah.
I love Rich, and he's with Jones. Compliment for me, not for you.
Oh, no, I picked up on that for sure. Yeah. No, that's compliment.
Also, he didn't get a City Connect.
Yeah.
So I wasn't alone in that. So, Lou, what are you going to do is you got to beg. You got to make videos every day, go to the mailroom,
go
and
then
eventually you will get one.
And someday, probably quicker than Rich got one, you'll get one.
Yeah, for
sure. Honestly, he might get one based on that comment. No, he might already have one. What day was that?
That was Wednesday.
Yeah, he probably has one by now based on that comment.
Who's doing the games this weekend? Did they tweet that out yet?
Oh, boy. Well, now you're going to
get them on the spot.
You're going to get them on Mad.
Billy's saying Will and Lou again.
Okay, is it? Good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think they're flying somebody. Well, I guess they're all on the same trip as you just said.
Yeah. Well, no, because you don't know if Lou's doing TV or radio. Yeah. So anyway, so that would be very good for the first game tonight versus Devers. All right, call of the week, maybe call of the year.
Well, for you.
For me, specifically. We were talking about lobsters yesterday because there was a giant lobster who happened to take home Haas of the Week. He was re-released back into the sea, 110 years old, 21-pound lobster. Then it got me talking about how I eat lobsters, because I think you brought up the question, like, hey, do you know anybody that eats, like, the little legs?
Yeah, like, everybody's like,
I'm like, yeah, I am that
guy. We all have a friend who eats the legs and, like, the little bites off the end of the tail. Not
all
the full tail, but, like, the little bites and
the whole thing.
Yeah, and Kiva's like, I eat the whole thing.
I eat the whole lobster, except for the eyeballs. I'm not that guy.
Which apparently is its own fetish.
Yeah. Well,
Hi, gentlemen. Yes, this is Diane. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was listening about the lobster, and Keith, I do not know what you look like. I have never Googled you.
Very handsome.
I only listen to the sports.
Oh, okay.
Very handsome gentleman, I'm sure, but I didn't Google you.
She
I have my own husband, and I know you have a wife, but I had to change the channel for a second when you were talking about what you do to the lobster.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's getting me a little hot. it was getting me a little hot.
Oh, okay.
When I watch my husband.
Yeah.
No. When I watch my husband eat lobster, it's a very nice sight, and it was sounding very similar. So that's all I wanted to contribute.
So
I would.
You like a man that tears apart a lobster.
Yeah.
Shows his manliness.
I really do.
Wow.
All right. Sounds very nice.
Diane, let's just say I know my way around a lobster. Let's just say that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I love watching my husband do that. Take care, guys.
Keith spells out the alphabet while he's eating it.
It's a real crowd pleaser. I was not prepared for that, but you're welcome.
I'm going to
come on. I don't know if it hurts, but I can finish a lobster in under a minute. All right, let's get to our brag of the week, shall we? This is our
was the brag of the week right there.
There's a lot of brags.
I don't even know
where we're going. We've been getting a lot of feedback as they happen live. If you check like the text line or on Twitter.
Watch,
I was also getting texts to my
Twitch,
phone.
There's a lot of pointing. Yeah, there's a lot going on when we
this
think we
one I feel like is deserved and well said.
Okay.
I've been on San Francisco radio and stuff.
Sick brag, bro.
I've been on San Francisco radio and stuff.
And stuff. Yeah, not
what
just
the hell does that mean?
Not just San Francisco radio.
And stuff.
That's again Bragfo.
Yep. Bragfo.
Rob Bragford.
Bragford.
Twitch chat was saying Keith getting a girl to come back to his room should have been Brag.
It was.
That's a real candidate.
She left pretty quickly, so the brag ends there.
Oh, quickly though.
One whiff of the
quickly
Sharpies and pizza. She was like, what is this in here? Is this a trap?
The random amount of times girls would ever come back to my room, they always left quickly.
They go, whoops, wrong room. Sorry.
Can you tell me where the bathroom is? Yeah, it's down the hall. It's down the hall.
It's not in here. That's the Week in Review. Every Friday.
I've been on San Francisco radio and stuff.
Sick brag, bro.
And stuff.
You think I only go on San Francisco?
No, guys, I've been all over.
No, guys.
Oh, by the way, there was a dude on Eduardo Perez. You see that today? On MLB Network.
I did see that.
Baseball isn't boring shirt.
Hey, look, if you're ever wondering
taking
who's
over.
If you're ever wondering if there are people out there wearing baseball isn't boring t-shirts, just go to @Bradfo on Twitter. It'll be up within seconds. It'll be up. Your head will spin.
It's a nice shirt, though.
It's up there. Yeah. No, he tracks it.
It's a nice shirt. I got one.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.